rockin'. Yeah, rock me, baby, give me boogie and feed. I'm gonna love you and give you a treat. Rockin'. Rollin'. Rockin'. Rollin'. Rockin', Joe.
I got a gal in Texas, he's big and fat. The way she party this tiny like that. Party, 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 party all day long. Yeah, party boy, she goes strong.
Party,
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 party, party, party, party,
party,
party, party, party all day long.
Yeah, let the good times roll. Some joy in your soul. Well, I got a gal, she rides me night and day. I got a gal, she rides me night and day. Well, she keeps on riding me, I know she's gonna drive me away. Well, Rebecca, Rebecca, get your big legs off of me. Well, Rebecca, Rebecca, get your big legs off of me. Might be sending you, baby, but you worrying the hell out of me. I don't want no girl with hair like drops of rain. Well, no, baby, hair like drops of rain. I want to find another baby with hair like a horse's mane. Well, baby, everything's all right. Well, pretty baby, say everything is really all right. Long as you ain't ready to go, you can show boogie woogie tonight. Ha! Hey, baby! She teaches me how to ride. Said twice in the middle and daddy bumps side to side. I want a big fat mama. I want a big fat mama. I want a big fat mama. I want a big fine baby. I want a big fat mama with the meat shaking on the bones. She's a big fat mama, weighs 300 pounds. She's a big fat mama, she weighs 300 pounds. I won't see no more when my big gal comes around. Say, baby, get your basket and let's go down in the woods. Say, baby, get your basket and let's go down in the woods. May not pick no baby, but we'll come back feeling real good down in the woods.
Sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. kitchen.
Back in the States.
This is the Hound. I am driving. It is WFMU East Orange.
Slow the car down, man. I feel weird.
Listener sponsored radio from down the block from Uppsala College. That was our tribute to Big Joe Turner. It would be his birthday had he lived. That was Big Joe with Elmore James and TV Mama. We heard a live version of Jockey Blues recorded in 1947. Big Joe Turner and Wynonie Harris, Battle of the Blues Part 1. Before that, we heard Sally Zuzaz. Send that one out to Miss Sally, who is attending ML's bridal shower.
I thought
that
was
her absent
tomorrow.
Absence.
That's no, today?
It's today.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe she had a date and she just lied to me. I don't know. We'll put up with Jackie. No. Big Joe Turner doing Rebecca.
Yeah. That was closer for a second.
Yeah. Anyway. Boy, shall we carry on with our theme of man in his constant battle against his environment.
Yeah, really.
Constant losing battle.
Them animals, man. You got to get them before they get you.
Sawdust, New York. A man was killed when the tree he was cutting down fell on his head, state police reported. Whoops. Troopers discovered the body of Elmer Taylor, age 41, of...
A.K.A. Timber.
Canada Dugia, yesterday morning when they went to his summer cottage to investigate a missing persons report filed by his family. Taylor was using two chainsaws to cut the tree down at a summer cottage on Lake Ontario.
Simultaneously?
East of Rochester.
Yeah, one for each hand.
His body was discovered beneath the tree he was cutting. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Whoops.
Bummer.
And,
watch out for that tree.
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting little urban sidelight. A tourist was bitten by a bat in the back of a New York taxi this past weekend, and the driver ignored her screams to pull over. Quote, finally, I stomped it to death with my shoe. I had to, you know, said soft-spoken South Carolina tourist Owida Brownette, 34. She was screaming at him to stop, the cab driver, that is, and I was saying, there's the hotel, and he would not stop, said John, who lives with his wife, Mrs. Brownette, in Abbeville, SC. Apparently, the guy jacked up the fare as well by, quote, driving through a tunnel and back. He got in the back seat, swept the bat out with his hand, and insisted on getting paid when they finally did bring him to the hotel.
Jeez.
Gee whiz.
What's the guy's name?
The driver is Claudia Paula. You can look her up, I guess. Awida said she felt something furry around her knee and thigh shortly after she and her husband got in the taxi. Then she felt a bite on her left shin.
Ooh.
Quote, I just started screaming and yelling, and then I got it on the floor and started stomping on it. This is, let's see, city officials checked in on this one. Let's see. I'm lost already. City officials said it was the first time in memory that a bat had bitten someone in a taxi. There were two bat bites, both non-rabid, in the city last year, but neither of them apparently in TLC-controlled vehicles. So there you go, folks.
Yeah, it was a four-block cab ride, and the guy took him through the tunnel.
Yeah, well,
yikes.
And back.
Here's... Oh, do you have one, Dan, on the same theme, or should I?
No, if you got the same theme, one, go.
Well, in a kind of pep rally for Japan's vanishing whale industry, politicians and entertainers staged a whale meat fest yesterday to protest a worldwide ban on commercial whaling.
Yeah, that one really gets me down, too.
Yeah. Featured on the menu were strips of raw whale meat and pink skin, deep-fried whale chunks, sliced whale bacon, and barbecued whale. You won't get a chance like this very often, said a guest holding a chunk of whale tail on his chopsticks. The banquet was timed to coincide with the annual meeting this month of International Whaling Commission in Iceland that will review the commercial whaling ban imposed in 1985. Now, if they got rid of the commercial whaling ban, there would be no whales.
So what would there be to snack on besides Japanese entertainers and politicians?
I don't know. Maybe they could start cloning whales in captivity for their
blubber.
Evil purposes.
For dining use.
Yeah.
Here's a related story that I've managed to find. Huntingdon, West Virginia. The cicadas that emerge every 17 years are repulsive to some people, but Douglas Miller finds the big brown insects with big red eyes appetizing.
There's one in every crowd.
My daughter brought her date here for supper before the prom, and I served them as hors d'oeuvres. And they ate them. It's a wonderful way to get protein, he says.
You know, but you always throw up after the prom anyway.
Impress your daughter's prom date.
The spiny legs on nymphs...
She's going to figure out a better way to get protein.
The spiny legs on nymphs are kind of hard on the stomach lining, he says. The best ones are the ones that come out at night because they've just come out of their shells.
This guy's got too much time on his hands.
He's experimented tossing cicadas into omelets, tacos, salads, and in stir-fried dishes. His cicada hors d'oeuvres are made by dipping them in egg batter and deep-frying them.
So, folks, go ahead and try it at home. We recommend water bugs, too.
He also suggests sprinkling baked, sugar-coated cicadas over ice cream.
And then throwing it out.
Got all this down, Roscoe?
Oh, well, I hope Eric Asimov was listening, food editor at the time.
That's true.
By the way, Eric, your news stories did arrive at Billy's, and they're still in Billy's truck.
Yeah, I choose to blame Billy on this one, actually.
Well, we got so much this week, we can always use them for next week.
True.
Because there are always ones that didn't make the national press. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's play some more rock and roll records.
Let's do that.
Get another request item out of the way.
Make some insects.
Jackie Morningstar.
Too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
This is a hit!
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else. But I'm going to let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Please. Darling, what is it worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should? To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the pulpitudes of love, and put them together, and what have you had? Matrimony. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but your jest won't be true.
strike and action.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. And what was that rather lengthy set? The Frets, Rockin' Baby, the Medallions, and the Letter discussing...
The sweet pismatology.
Sweet words of pismatology and the puppetutes of love.
Ah, such pretty music.
The Real Rockers, Mexicali Baby, Billy Gales with Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, Just One More Time. Joyce Green by request in Black Cadillac, The Enchanter's Bottle Up and Go. We open up with Jackie Morningstar, also by request in Rockin' in the Graveyard.
I want you.
And one quick news story as we await vibrosonic time.
The sweet pismatology and the pulchritudes of vibe.
Adelaide, Australia, with a little help off, a little off the top, has become a whole new meaning in Fiona's Men's World hair design. The suburban hairdressing salon switched to topless women stylists this week and reported business was booming. The two women on duty are being paid about triple the going industry rate, while the haircuts, about $15 each, are above average in cost but not exorbitant. The service is only available to adults, and a strict hands-off rule will be enforced.
Hopefully a strict scissors-off rule as well.
Yeah, really.
I guess the eye-level thing would work out pretty well, though.
Mm-hmm. All those mirrors everywhere?
It's a novelty, but I think it's going to work, said the owner. There's topless restaurants, topless bars, so why not topless hair salons? The salon has angered local hairdressers and cosmetologists.
That don't have a nice set.
An employers association which claims it degrades the industry.
The topless industry or the... Oh, well.
I don't know. I mean, that would be kind of distracting, getting a haircut.
Take your mind off what a bad job they're doing.
It beats looking at Pauly Corio's arms.
Should we squeeze another one in or...
Yeah.
Willoughby, Ohio.
Willoughby. Next stop, Willoughby.
Next stop, Willoughby. This is what happens there.
Empty minds think alike.
Police say they may have captured the BVD bandit who snipped the underwear off men asleep in bed.
No.
Willoughby, take the call or go?
Keep going.
A 22-year-old man was arrested early Wednesday after a woman reported a prowler in her condominium complex. Authorities said the man faced criminal trespass and aggravated burglary charges. Was ordered to appear in municipal court, blah, blah. They withheld his name.
Well, get to the M.O.
The suspect, a factory worker, admitted committing 9 burglaries in Willoughby, some of which were never reported to police. Police in Mentor, Eastlake, and Willowick also questioned a man more than 24 burglaries, blah, blah, blah. He apparently did it for sexual gratification, adding that several victims said their underwear was cut off and they were fondled by the intruder.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
There you go.
Anyway,
Roscoe.
You there, Roscoe? You on the line?
Oh, he's still ringing.
Ringing.
No, he's airline.
You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what did the guy do? He cut their underwear off?
While they were sleeping, yeah.
Slipped their BVDs. And they did they wake up?
Well, in some cases they didn't report it, apparently, so I guess it was sort of good for everybody.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sort of a freedom vibe.
Yeah, sort of like small-town weird sex vibe, you know?
Oh, like you guys are leaving town tomorrow?
What?
No, I mean, that's what they say. They're happy, you know, because they can't do that stuff normally because everyone in town knows.
Oh, true.
So the dark stranger passing through, you know?
Mm-hmm, so to speak. Two ships in the night, Stockholm and the Andrea Doria.
So, what's the vibe today, Roscoe?
Oh, man, I had a couple interesting things happen. It was kind of funny. You know, I've been trying to get rid of a lot of clothes and stuff around here just because of the curse of the New York apartment. There's never enough room.
Yeah.
But it used to be good when they had that Salvation Army on 11th Street and 1st Avenue.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could drop it off there and blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, it would be really funny because you would see some of your stuff.
On your friends.
On a street person or something. And I dropped off a whole bunch of stuff the other day, and I just put it, like, on the top of my trash, you know, because there's so many trash pickers, I knew someone would get it. So I saw this park-dwelling fella wearing my Enigma sweatshirt.
Awesome.
And it was just great. It was just great to see that.
That wasn't the former president of Enigma, was it, now dwelling in the park?
No. No, it wasn't him. Too bad. I'm sure he put some dough away before he ran his company into the ground.
A little stash of Cinderella money there for retirement?
Yeah, something like that. Poison. With a couple override points on poison. that was the vibe. That one, I was thinking of another one the other day when I was talking to you, Bruce, but
yeah.
I know I forgot it.
Well, what about the thing is guys, you know, sort of burnout lawyer types that, like, what was that great phrase you used? Never mind. Anyway, their thing is to, like, have a few too many and then, like, take their pants off in the bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is an amazing phenomenon.
It's an identifiable one too. I recognize exactly what you meant.
Yeah, it's like an alcoholic response action.
It's true. You burn out all those other parts of your brain.
I must be hanging around in the right bars because I haven't seen this.
it's an out of town thing.
Yeah, it happens more in a little more celebratory atmosphere, like maybe in the Hamptons or it happens in Wisconsin.
Oh, when they get to like loosen up.
Yeah, and then there's some guys that just. It's not even, they don't discuss it or anything. They just take off their pants and go, you know?
Yeah.
It's
usually a few years before they finish the job.
Right.
There it is. That's that phrase.
Before they finish the, a friend of mine, he finally finished the job. He's no longer with us.
They retired his glass.
He finished the job.
They put a wreath upon his door. First time I've seen her smile in years.
Well, that's about it for the vibe. I was digging that set. A lot of new tunes in there.
Mm. New old tunes, right?
Yeah, old tunes unearthed.
Hey, you guys.
Glad you got them before Eddie G did.
Yeah, really? Who's in charge of the fund this summer, by the way? We should work that out.
Well, Roscoe's going to be married this summer.
Well, I don't see any reason we'll let him off the hook.
Steve does have a Don't Fear the Reaper t-shirt.
Can we put Steve in charge of the fund this summer?
Is he out there?
No. Generally speaking, I need to know pretty soon because I'm not having any.
Uh-huh. We'll work some out.
When in doubt, follow Jeremy Tepper everywhere he goes and do whatever he does.
Make it upstate with him today, you know?
Yeah, he's racking up a lot of frequent flyer miles.
No kidding.
On the
I can't follow him to, like, D.C. for a convention, although I tried.
Well, the same week as the riots.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could get some kind of associateship from Vending Times.
And cut into my life's work, Roscoe? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe we should apprentice Bruce to the Rivington School. Is he ready for the next level
of
fun?
He got the haircut.
All you need is a couple bars of lava.
And a brand.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it would help if I had some brain damage, but judging from the
that
hand
comes
movement.
With.
Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
Comes with a tattoo.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, play some more records. Maybe. What are you guys up to this evening?
Oh, dinner, drinks, dancing. Dinner and a show.
One and two?
Yeah, we'll probably be at two.
Probably
you
two
know,
for Spot, right?
Hanging out with Spotster after a little, like, Chinatown action.
Ah.
What's your scene?
Well, I got to do a little running around, and, yeah, I'll probably catch up with you.
Yeah, I'm going to try and freak with Bob later.
Where's the fun this week, Roscoe? All I know is there's a soul club on my birthday. That's about it.
Really?
When's you know
that?
Anything?
On Wednesday?
Thursday.
Your birthday?
Thursday soul club. 145 Hudson Street.
I don't know of any fun.
No? Hey, did you go to see Guns N' Roses at the Ritz the other night?
No, I missed that, too.
I heard it sucked.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not too good at their thing, but...
But at least they're not, you know, they kind of are for...
Girls love them.
For this stupid, you know, for the Mall Rebel generation, they do need their bad boys, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, isn't it Jane's Addiction's job this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, they've kind of got the college rock crossover skateboard...
They say
metal
tribal.
Tribal, man.
I don't know. They get into that.
Come on,
they get into that Led Zeppelin. The words don't mean anything. I'd rather hear some guy, some stupid mog kid, you know, with his own stupid opinion,
yeah,
you know, than some fake, you know, sort of.
If we become
strangeness.
If we become junkies and don't talk to anybody, will we be famous too?
Possibly, but I
we gotta get our hair worked on, I guess.
I don't know. Well, at least we got it.
Yeah. So, you know,
some of us more nuts.
You know, Guns N' Roses and Poison and all those bands had all had plastic surgery on their mugs.
On their mouths?
On their, you know, they just all got like cheekbone things and all kinds of weird stuff. I got this all from an insider in the metal world.
I'm sure it's all gonna react eventually in the manner of the. Of the silicone, you know,
drip.
elbow implants that they put in these women.
No, Roscoe, did you hear about the pectoral implants they got?
Pectoral implants?
I swear.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see
that
story?
In the Daily News, yeah.
Yeah,
from men.
Pec implants for men. I got this picture of Charles Atlas on here.
Can you hold up the picture of
Pec? Radio psych gag.
Unbelievable. $6,500. You can get these three little 3 to 4 inch cigar shaped implants of solid silicone.
$6,500. You can have a guy come over to your house and lift weights for you
while you snack and watch.
Right.
I want to know how much it costs to get a third eye installed in the middle of your head. A little more than that.
Well,
maybe not.
I mean, you know, the plastic surgery false metal thing, I don't know what's up with Nick Mars, man. You ever see him in person?
He's their dad.
He looks like some
grandmother. He's the real ugly one.
He's their dad.
Like everything's starting to fall off of him.
They're nice to him because he's their dad.
He, like, bought the van and everything.
Something
and he's
like that. He made it some kind of deal like this. Look, you kids, you know, if you let me play in the band, you know.
Dad, you got to wear a wig.
I'll buy a van. I don't mind the wig, you know.
I'll get the tattoos.
We were doing that years ago. But he does look like one of those like potato head things that they do, that English animation potato head vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not really there.
Yeah, I think the Quay brothers did him.
Oh man. Okay, well, play records and rock on. I'll catch you on the booze cruise.
Okay,
big silicon, bro.
And I'll be calling next weekend from Nash Vegas during Roscoe's bachelor party weekend.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks. All right, it's time for a little Vomology. We're going to open up. We got two request items to get out of the way in the Vom. The first one is requested by Squid Liquid.
So enjoy it.
A little teenage head. Half boy and half man.
Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot!
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Somebody shut the door.
I knew where temptation lies inside of your heart.
You can talk during this.
I know where the evil lies inside of your heart. Well, get out of here. If you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, well, shut the door.
Ah! And it's only 4:09.
I know where the mirror's dead is inside of your heart. But she didn't pay $1 tonight. I know where the razor's edge is inside of your heart.
Motown.
It's not even 5 feet. Well, if you're gonna make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong.
You don't look like Marvin the Vandellas.
Oh, she's gonna start it all over again. Somebody get her out of here. Electricity comes from other planets. You can't stay here. You can't stand your hand.
I can talk to myself as well.
Lock the door, son. I know where temptation lies inside of your heart. It's true. I know where the evil lies inside of your heart. You ready? But if you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong. All the whole mess start again. Well, New York buildings are very high. And not at all offensive. Lock the door.
Don't carry on at infinite length, my dear. The Pope in the Silver Castle.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
not so hot. This Arabian doctor comes in, gives me a shot, but wouldn't tell me what it was that I got. Even 69, 70 feet over a barbed wire cliff. All right.
And meanwhile, back in his teeth.
It's the Hound, and that's our VOM set for today. Heard Dylan with Bob Wire Fence, Neil Young, Lookout Joe, The Velvet Underground, Inside Your Heart, The MC5 High School by request, The Flaming Groovies, Teenage Head, also by request. I like that we're finally getting VOM requests after 6 years of driving people out of the house with it. Anyways, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving until 6 o'clock.
Get out of the way.
Pilot to co-pilot, pilot to navigator.
No brakes, no brakes.
What's going on back there?
The solenoid's blinking on the dash. He freezes dead mom. An Elizabeth, New Jersey man stored the body of his 80-year-old mother in a backyard freezer for 6 days because he didn't know what to do after the woman died, police said.
Mom wasn't there to tell him?
Yeah, well, no, I couldn't find a shovel. Adrian Myers, 42, I guess he figured he could use the chainsaw. Adrian Myers, 42, told police he put the body in the freezer after his mother, Toby, died last Saturday.
Is that
police,
against the law?
What, naming your mother Toby?
No.
I don't know.
Putting her in the freezer, she's already dead.
Police removed the body from the freezer in a detached garage in the backyard of Myers' home. Myers told police his mother was a recluse, not to mention cold and stiff and distant.
So he figured she didn't want to see anybody even after she croaked?
Even with the nickels on her eyes.
Cardinal John O'Connor. Catholic death.
Throw around the mic stand a little more there, Den.
Uh-huh. Den's morning noises always amaze me.
Well, do you they're guys getting, wake up together a lot?
It's five,
more and more special, too.
It's 5 o'clock and I could still hear it.
It was a long night. From the Catholic desk. Catholic versus heavy metal desk.
Mm.
Cardinal John O'Connor apologized yesterday to his congregation for telling them last week about a man who renounced his life as a heavy metal band member, only to learn later that the story was a hoax. This is a quote. Last Sunday, I told you an absolutely magnificent story. I was in tears as I was telling it. I didn't know what I was talking about. I'll say. In last Sunday's sermon...
Can we prorate that to all of his sermons?
Yeah, really. Can we quote you on that? He described a chance meeting with a man named Jeff Fenholt, who told him that since finding a new life with Jesus Christ, he had renounced drugs, Satan worship, and violence in heavy metal. Fenhold had said he was a former member of the Black Sabbath rock group and had told O'Connor horror stories about heavy metal culture. Which was given a huge story in the Times last week. Did you see that?
Yes.
Gigantic. Anyway, according to the newspaper, a representative of Black Sabbath said Fenholt was never a member and had been asked to stop saying he was affiliated with the band. But he was, in fact, the original Jesus Christ in the 1970 Broadway production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
There's a resume.
A man with a vision.
Yeah.
There you go.
And a forked tongue.
Yeah. Anyways, renouncements. Let's see. There's that band, the Rocket 88s, over at the Strip tonight. There's the Empire State Soul Club, 145 Hudson Street, Thursday. It's a fabulous Billy Wilder Film Festival and Film Forum. There's Gun Crazy, which is getting tons of press. I don't know
why. Intern in Texas Town, which I strongly recommend.
Yeah, over at the Public.
Jimmer, let's go, man.
The Voice of God, speaking about God, is back jamming the police signals in Manhattan. Let's see, the Radio Pirate began blasting stereo music over the frequency again this week at about roughly 11 a.m.
You may remember
screaming
this is
obscenities
the guy that...
and taunting the cops, shut up, I'm in control, I'm on the air. Forget about repeating your message. You're going to hear me, yelled the hacker. Police dispatchers and cops struggled to communicate. The pirate laughed and screamed profanities. He calls himself God. Maybe he is.
It's a possibility.
Could it be?
I guess it's not Johnny Thunders.
Better track him down for shooting the tourist last week.
Off-color jokes and the right to free speech won a court victory yesterday. Yay! The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ordered the Federal Communications Commission to find, quote, reasonable time, end quote, perhaps 3 to 6 on Saturdays, during the day or night when radio and TV stations can broadcast indecent material. Court struck down the FCC's 24-hour ban of indecent broadcast drawn up in 1988 by order of Congress but never implemented, saying that prohibition violates constitutional protections, owes free speech.
Was this the Supreme Court or a state court?
Court of Appeals for D.C. It doesn't really qualify as a state.
Yeah,
we
don't get
the
to the Supreme Court. There's some, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor and that. What's the guy?
I've eaten with her.
Yeah.
FCC defines
on your
indecency.
Knees, I hope.
Pardon me?
Never mind.
The FCC defines indecency, says here, as language or material that, quote, depicts or describes in terms patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium sexual or excretory activities or organs. Now, by contrast, all you scorekeepers at home, obscene material is that which, quote, appeals to prurient interest and lacks serious artistic, literary, political, or scientific value. And that stuff's banned all the time.
Well...
So you
what was how did
can,
that go again?
You people that can split the hair on that one, indulge yourselves.
Give me the name.
Whoops, wrong one. No,
Ronnie, get back in there.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Thank you. We haven't given out a caveman and a spaceship award in a while.
Mm.
As you know, that is our
some hot competition.
That is our weekly honor tribute given for great performances in the arts or crime.
Well, I have one that might rival what you got there, Ham.
Well, I say we give it to what was her name? Esther Rogers, a 200-pound, 44-year-old woman who hijacked a bus in L.A., pulled out a .357 Magnum, started screaming and ranting about Nazis, and plugged a French tourist.
Wow.
For that alone, she should get the Caveman and the Spaceship Award. She was killed by the L.A. SWAT team. First, they set off an explosive smoke device and stormed the bus and killed her. She held 20 passengers and a driver. This was actually on Wednesday. A fellow passenger said the woman seemed deranged. She was just talking. She was just talking stuff
about
black people, white people, Nazis, and the next thing I know, something sounded like a firecracker, and I looked back there, and she had a gun. Police said the woman's motives were unknown.
Well, to get her name read on Radio Hound, obviously.
No doubt.
So what's your competition, Dan? I've got one here.
Go.
Man forced his estranged wife's car to the curb in a downtown street of Denver, Colorado, Monday morning, fatally wounded her with several shots, and then killed himself in front of rush hour spectators. Whoa. Quote, I thought it was a movie or something, said witness Joshua Genius Hobbs. He hit her car. She got out of the car. He came out and came around the car. He was shooting her. She kept staggering and staggering and staggering. I couldn't believe it. Jeez, the gunman armed with an automatic pistol shot himself once in the head and was pronounced dead on the scene, but his wife was alive and taken to the hospital. She got shot 7 to 10 times.
Texas is a state of mind.
No, Colorado's a state
of
mind.
Colorado, that's where that was? Oh.
Yeah. That other Kennedy clan comes from.
Oh, all right.
Okay, contestant number three from Hartford, Connecticut. A man who allegedly shot a policeman and stole his cruiser was arrested Saturday after he crashed the car into the lobby of police headquarters. Arthur Barlow, who was shot by the officer, was not charged Saturday because he was hospitalized in critical condition.
Now follow this if you can, folks.
This is great. The events began around 4 a.m.
So let's set the Wayback Machine
that out. When Barlow's car crashed into a utility pole. Oops. Barlow, 55, flagged down a pickup truck and hitched a ride to the police station.
You with us so far?
But he started grappling with the driver for control of the vehicle. The driver saw a police cruiser, stopped and went to make a report. As the man was talking to police, Barlow kicked out a window on the pickup truck. He then walked over to the police cruiser, kicked out the rear window, and jumped into the caged back seat. Officer Carmelo Hernandez got out to investigate.
Halt!
And a scuffle erupted. Barlow wrestled Hernandez's revolver from him and allegedly fired a shot, hitting Hernandez in his arm. Hernandez regained control of the gun and fired four shots, striking Barlow in the hip and leg.
Then Barlow
jumped into the cruiser to drive away. A chase ensued, ending about 5 minutes later when the cruiser crashed through the lobby of police headquarters.
I'll have what he's having.
So you decide, folks.
I think I'll go with Den's guy.
I think we can just give out the triple-headed...
the trident.
We have the East Coast cave person in a spaceship, the Midwest, and the West Coast cave person in a spaceship.
Yeah.
How about it?
Each part of the country, you've done your business.
There it is. Three down. You know, but 80 million to go.
We have a PSA. It's PSA time. If every New Yorker would just use just one less paper or plastic bag a week, we would prevent over 5 million pounds of trash a year. One way you can help is by bringing along your own shopping bag, canvas tote, or string bag whenever you shop.
Or reuse the bags that you use when you get high off the hairspray.
Or do what Sally does and fill your entire back room with plastic bags, metal cans, and anything else you can possibly recycle. Learn how to reduce waste and help save the environment. Send for your free copy of the New York City Waste Reduction Handbook by calling 212-334-8590 or write Waste Not Recycling Program, 125 Worth Street, New York, New York, 10013.
While there still is an office there.
It's that easy, yeah. Well, the New York City budget is definitely, the cops still get their insane, like, mandatory 50 hours of overtime a week and $50,000 pensions. The mafia still gets...
How to pay for them boats.
The mafia still gets to pour like 50 trillion tons of concrete in obscure spots and charge the city triple for it.
Repave 6th Avenue twice a year.
And they're going to cut out like streetlights, garbage delivery, libraries, education, and recycling.
Yeah, parks.
But they pay guys to walk up and down Avenue A and dump your beer.
It's true.
Yeah. The guy actually told us from 6th to 10th Street on Avenue A, it's like the new policy.
Yeah.
No beers, even if it's in a bag. What's that?
You have a cop now.
Oh, yeah. I have a personal police officer on Avenue A now. Officer Hayden.
Kennedy.
Steve saw him last night. I've
been looking for him.
Not
to do anything.
All right. Anyway, I think it's Blues Hangover time.
Definitely.
Kick it off with Bobby Bland. And this week's Blues Hangover is brought to you by popular request by J&H Productions.
Okay, but I should have known, baby, you were gone. But I should have known, baby, you were gone. I woke up screaming. Right on screaming till you come back home to me.
I would like the label industry to get with J&H Production as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Production will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Productions back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Productions. I would like for a response to J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that will be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseums that he gave you a picture of on the paper.
Oh, here you come again, that old Jew's head woman. You're drunk again. J-U-N, drunk. I mean, good drunk. Coming right on in here. Come on, baby. Coming down the street with your hair in your hand. All them folks out there looking at you. Come on and sit down here by the piano. Put your hair up on the piano. Ain't nobody gonna bother, cause we're all looking. Just sit down while I sing you this tune. C-U-N-E, tune, while I sing it to you. Ain't no use you drinking, drawing the crowd. I had to move last night, cause you hollered so loud, you were drunk. Yeah, baby, you was drunk. J-U-N, drunk. You were drunk, mama. Yes, you don't remember a thing you said. Look here, baby. What is that you got? Make all the folks think you so hot. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it sure is. And I love it. But listen here, I'm gonna sing you another tune, honey. C-U-E-E, tune. Now listen. You wake up in the morning looking like an old dish rag. You look in the face like one of them old sea hags when you're drunk. Yes, when you're drunk. Yeah, you are drunk, honey. When you're drunk, mama, you don't remember what you said. Didn't hear what I don't like at all. Well, you wake one day, you lay off a week. Every time I find you in that bar across the street when you're drunk. Yes, baby, you're drunk. Still drinking. Yes, you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Now listen here. You told me you loved me, and I believe you. I don't know what you've been drinking. But your breath smell like you've been chewing chinches or something like that. Either chewing chinches or drinking bed bug juice. But this year is your last tune I'ma sing you now. Pay attention to me and lead up off of me now. Here you go. Well, you stayed drunk so long, you got the contact high. Start drinking in December and you're drinking till July. You'll be drunk. Yeah, you'll be drunk.
J&H Production will give the label a percentage of J&H Productions, or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows, and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Production is going to give. And J&H Production will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows. I will wait to hear from you as far as Warner Brothers pertaining to J&H Productions and the shows that he will give in the Coliseums and the stadiums. I am enclosing a picture from the Cincinnati as far as the Coliseum and the stadium right next to it. And I will like for you to do the shows with J&H Productions pertaining to Cincinnati and other cities.
New chocolate pork chop, man. Call me over sometime. Don't have to have pink champagne. Don't have to have no wine. Please don't fail. Please don't let me down. Yes, I'm the new chocolate pork chop, man. Yes, in your time. Please, please, please call me on the phone. Well, you call me, call me up on my phone. I'll be your chocolate sweet man when all your other men are gone. I'm your chocolate pork chop man. Please do you understand what I said? Yes, I'll rock and roll you until we both are dead. You chocolate pork chop man. I'm your chocolate pork chop. I'm your chocolate pork chop man.
I'm getting ready to sign off and will wait for a response back from you pertaining to these shows in the stadiums and the Coliseums pertaining to indoors and outdoors events. Thank you and have a good morning or a good afternoon pertaining to hearing this tape from J&H Productions International. I will be waiting to hear from you. Thank you.
You know them all along, but since you've been gone, you know I need a little fun. And yes, a quarter till one, when the clock strikes two, it's just me and you. When the clock strikes three, it's just you and me. When the clock strikes four, oh well, I'm on the go. When the clock strikes five, you know I'm well satisfied. Six, seven, and eight, I'm 3 hours late. When the clock strikes nine, I'm right there on time. When the clock strikes ten, I'm on the go again. Then 11 and 12, I know I'm doing very well. Oh, yeah.
Yes, this was a tape to Motown, Warner Brothers, and Capitol to let them know where J&H Productions will be giving his shows. And after I sent it out, I got a response back from the Cavalcade of Stars under Warner Brothers. They had sent me a brochure of the agency that have all of their stars. This is some of the stars. Dolly Parton, the Oak Ridge Boys, Kenny Rogers. It's just stars after stars after stars that they have sent me from this agency under Warner Brothers pertaining to the shows. J&H Productions will wait to hear from you with a delegate from your business as far as the corporate heads of your business pertaining to setting up a contract and talking money pertaining to getting these stars and putting them to work. J&H Productions would like to know what it would take to get the stars together under your agency and put them to work with the other stars in other agencies under the greatest show ever gave in the stadiums and coliseums. J&H Productions have a letter from Quincy Jones. All the major stars, Grammy winners, is writing J&H Productions for J&H Productions to put them under the greatest show ever gave. I hope that when I get in touch with them, they can come to Cincinnati in a show send me some tickets, and I will come down and talk to them pertaining to what it takes and the contract it takes for me to take your stars and put them in these coliseums and stadiums. GNH Productions is going to be the number one show out there on the road pertaining to all stars. All stars and events that we'll be giving in coliseums and stadiums and film under Warner Brothers, Motown, and Capitol as far as stars and stars coming in as far as telethons from Las Vegas. Showtime will be the cavalcade of stars and the comics and all types of shows giving in these big arenas. I want the stars that's going to be in the Coliseum that's going to make the people sway and rock and clap their hands to the beat and get up and dance in an area that will be big enough for them to do it in.
Well, I had a funny feeling this morning when I left home. Came back to see the only girl I love was gone. Oh, 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 little girl. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 little girl. Stroll on. Well, I don't mind you strolling, baby, please don't stroll so long. She's gone. She's forever, ever on my mind. She's gone. But she's
Jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. That was today's Blues Hangover, brought to you by J&H Productions with
Ten and Two, the Stars,
Memphis Slim and the Comeback, Lightning Slim and Lovin' Round the Clock, Pete Guitar Lewis, Chocolate Pork Chop Man, Champion Jack Dupree, Drunk Again, and we open up with Bobby Bland, I Woke Up Screaming, and Pertaining to.
What a fine collection of titles.
Knuckleheads in the News. Any knuckleheads left in the News?
There's plenty.
Did we cover them
all?
Shall
we hit the entertainment desk?
Yes.
The entertainment slash booze desk?
I'll hit it.
Oh, ow. I'm starting to like it. When David Lee Roth kicks off his North American tour next week, he'll be incurring some unusual expenses as part of his tour costs.
Butt flaps?
No, I think he got given those for free. That is buying and serving, sort of, a gallon and a half of Jack Daniel's whiskey nightly. As part of the special effects on his tour, Roth will have a pair of large statues on stage that will urinate Jack Daniels, appropriately enough, whiskey onto the crowd. During the European leg of his A Little Ain't Enough tour, authorities at several stops along the way balked at the spectacle, which were told caused last-minute threats and one canceled show. In a statement, Roth said, quote, "Be realistic. What am I supposed to do? Hand out individual cups," end quote. There
you go. What a guy.
Go see Diamond Dave. Bring an umbrella.
Party onward, dude.
There it is.
13 die in Mexico jail riot. Matamoros, Mexico. A battle between drug smugglers inside a federal prison.
Coffee's wearing off, folks.
Escalated into a riot last night that left at least 13 people dead.
But they can just buy them at the commissary?
They get them somehow. It said bodies littered the entrance to the prison after the riot started around 6:30 p.m.
You hate to see that.
Mexican army called in an elite anti-terrorist group known as the Zorros to quell the disturbance. The rioting apparently started...
They shot a bunch of Z's in the wall.
The El Cabongs hit them with guitars.
The rioting apparently started when a prisoner shot and wounded alleged Colombian drug lord Oliviero Rodriguez, an inmate.
That'll do it.
Let's just take it for granted that these guys have guns in prison. You know?
The inmate who shot Chavez, known only as German, was killed and his body raised on a stick in the jail courtyard. That kind of kicked things off.
Mm-hmm.
They loaded up their guns and
moved to Beverly.
Wow. Well, speaking of law trouble, that's the theme of our next set.
Beauty.
I'm going to kick it off with Roy Tan.
I like this theme stuff.
See your driver's license, please.
Parked her car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go.
I'll see your driver's license, please.
This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Seven suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces just to see how it was put together.
If there ever was a time man wanted to be free, I'm gonna tell you people that time sure came to me, pulling the tide, serving time for felony. Oh Lord, when will I be free? Fittest, swiftest, 1 to 3.
to my lawyer. He said, son, that's no use. I talked to the governor, but he just won't turn you loose. Well, in time. Oh Lord, when will I be free? Benny Swift is 1-3. All right, all of you prisoners, line up against the wall. Hands up when your name is called. Johnson, Harrison, Brady, Nichols, Anderson, Drabetsky, William. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday too. Today is only Thursday. Now tell me, where do you think I do? Well, in time. Serving time for felony.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, Lord, when will I be free? Finish with this 1-3.
Two teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill, shooting heroin into the veins to live it up.
Wanted for questioning. Attention, attention. Be on the lookout for a girl 5 feet, 5 inches, long hair and pretty eyes, and man, how she lies. Behind me, kissed me, and told me she loved me. But man, how she lied. Wanted for questioning, wanted for robbery, wanted for questioning. She told me she needed money. Sick mother, I gave her my money, and when I went to meet her, she was gone. Man, how she lied. Close all the highways, block all the airports, don't let her leave town. Suspect is dangerous. Wanted for questioning. Wanted for robbery. Wanted for questioning. Man, how she lies.
11 and 12-year-old girls staggering down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, dead drunk. Teenage girls selling their bodies for pennies. Teenage boys that are turning into homosexuals, bisexuals, and multisexuals. Teenage boys laying on rooftops vomiting, shaking from head to foot, sweating and convulsing. Too sick to work an angle to get money for drugs, and torn by the agony of a lifetime habit. A generation of pleasure lovers who spend all their pre-adult lives in a constant pursuit of thrills, sensations, and strange flesh.
Hey, you boy, with the bebop glasses and the suede shoes, come here.
But officer, I ain't done nothing. But officer... That is my real name. But officer, but officer, I keep telling you that is my real name. Officer, I can't get my hands no higher. Officer, I can walk a straight line. But officer... was a straight line. Now, look at here, officer. Will you let me get one word in? Don't close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
This is Stubbs speaking. Now, the experience of being saved is something that everybody tries to avoid. But if you're out in the water and you get real tired or a surfboard...
street. And don't get sent up because you can wait.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, well, well. That's our cop trouble set. We heard the Falcons and sent up Sunday night, but Officer Bobby Lee wanted for questioning. Andre Williams pulling time. Roy Tan, your driver's license, please.
Sort of the is there a problem, officer set.
Wait, the mics were all set up for your each unique intonation, and you throw me off by switching mics. Okay.
It's sort of the, is there a problem, officer, sir?
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, what else is that? We'll get an update on the Fairfield County protest.
Yeah, I just ran into Ravel, is the guy's name?
Ravel, yeah.
Down in the kitchen, and he just came back from Fairfield.
And?
Said it went well. No,
Unfairfield.
No, you know, everybody was friendly. Nobody was freaking out. People were.
Their heads got busted.
No.
It wasn't
no.
the idea.
It was a very, like, friendly vibe. And just making they made people aware of what was going on. There were four exits, and there were about 80 people showed, I guess, 60 to 80, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So they divided up into groups of 20 at each exit.
A squadron.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, assaulted them with handouts and
fire teams.
Desperate talk.
I see.
Physical threats.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I hope it helps. Anyway, is it time for the Laurier's clothing update?
Well, we can't really do the Laurier's clothing update without Laurier's.
Yeah,
so she's the sound of our voices.
She did make some excellent coffee, by the way.
Yeah, which I slept through, I guess.
You did sleep through the coffee. Laurier's is here. Good coffee, Laur.
Well, geez.
No. Thank you.
Ensemble. Sort of the anti-Catholic schoolgirl thing. The ubiquitous Stuart boots, black tights. How would you describe that?
What?
That skirt, yeah.
Skirt?
Yeah.
It's like
just talk
sort
about
of a
it, I'll repeat it.
Crepe type material?
It's sort of like a
crepe-oid?
Black linen and it was really long, so I kinda
black
like
Nile linen.
Black cut off Nile.
Pleated? Is
Nile
that
linen.
Considered pleated?
I guess yeah, so. Pleated and cut with pinking shears.
Mm-hmm. I wanna know what it means that the yellow wristband has been replaced by a black one.
Till there's a cure? It's navy blue.
Oh.
In solidarity with the Yankees.
Hides the dirt hound.
Hides the dirt.
Now
okay. Thank
and
you very much, Miss Laurier.
Yeah.
Okay,
very fabulous ensemble.
I assume there's no special guest since the floor isn't rumbling with a bass amp.
Yeah, really? There aren't a bunch of hairy guys with Marshall stacks downstairs.
Yeah, wandering through here looking at us and shaking their heads. Okay, we got it's time for a few more songs. We got
Steaming Towards the Iceberg.
Request last week for Dick Dale's first record, Jesse Pearl. So here it is. Getting all the requests out of the way.
Jesse Pearl, come on. Yeah. Well, I got a girl and her name is Jesse Pearl. She's a cute little thing and I love her, yes I do. Well, I love my baby, gonna tell the world, well I do. Well, I love my baby, gonna tell the world, well I do. Yeah, she's a cute little thing and I love her, indeed I do. Well, Jesse Pearl, come on. Jesse Pearl, well, come on, honey. Ooh, yeah. Well, her name was Jesse Pearl. We'll be right back. at you. Yeah. Well, just Furlough, come on. Just Furlough, Furlough, come on, honey.
Not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Hoot! Mighty diddly, mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arms and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arms and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. Oh, yeah. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting land. Timber, timber, timber. Trees and leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. Timber! The mighty lumberjack. Timber, they cried all day and all night. The mighty, mighty lumberjack. Now some people heard and felt this evil wind and thought come to an end. Some of them cried, some of them prayed again. Have no fear, that's Bo's axe sucking wind. The mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. Oh, don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees, hauling timber. I'll be hauling timber now. Timber, a mighty lumberjack.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
when she walks, she's my sugar. Potatoes and rock and roll. She's my sugar, my sugar baby. She drives me crazy. I'll never let go.
This is Horace of Times Square. You gotta listen to the sound of the hound. Hey, hound, what is this I see?
This is the story of a crocodile. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. Here I am, lost from everyone. Believe me, it's not a bit of fun. Juicy crocodile has been chasing me all day. Can't seem to shake, can't seem to get away. He got my friend. I think I'd better pull over to the side of the road. When it gets close, I'll play like I'm bold. Ah! You got my other friend.
Dan was a great big crocodile with a great big juicy smile. He is wondering what to do, whether to be me or you.
Later for the talk about being bold. I see this crocodile for being told. I think I'd better climb this here palm tree, and then it won't be able to capture me. You got my other friend. Meant to be, because real soon he'll have eaten me.
Listen, you screwheads.
All right, that just about wraps it up.
You screwheads.
You screwheads. That was the Cello's Juicy Crocodiles. Heard swinging Mike Martinez, Sugar Baby.
Sugar.
Bo Diddley, Bo's a Lumberjack, among other things. Dick Dale with Jesse Pearl by request.
One of rock's great Hebrews.
Laurie S. is up next. The Lord, the Crick. Either next week or the week after, Mr. T. will be here guest DJing with us.
And a corrected total on the turnout at the Fairfield County Freakout, about 120 people.
120 protesters. Don't forget the Empire State Soul Club this Thursday at 145 Hudson Street.
The Hound's birthday. Bring an expensive gift with a receipt.
Yeah.
Wrap tightly.
Okay, that's it.
Tighter than you.
WFMU East Orange.
Give me a moment, give me a blues tune, before I start roaming, just make it real soon. I know that somewhere she's waiting for me, I know that she'll care, won't make me lonely. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do. Wow. I find her, I'll take her with me, my past behind me, nothing can stop me, and when I see her, I know I found her, won't have nobody hanging around her. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do. A woman, give me a blues tune, or I start roaming, just make it real soon, I know that somewhere, she's waiting for me, I know that she'll care, won't make me lonely, give me